The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The cleanup continues after Hurricane Helene caused widespread destruction across five southeast states, killing more than 100 people. Jeremy Knighton is the assistant fire chief in hard-hit Asheville.
I've lived in this community my whole life. I never thought I would see water where there's water today.
North Carolina has reported more than 45 deaths. Meanwhile, Texans are on the road today, heading straight into the hurricane zone just days after Helene devastated parts of five states, including a rural stretch of northeast Tennessee, where Texans on mission are concentrating their efforts.
Kind of an isolated area, and yet it's a very needy area, and so we want to serve there and serve there very, very quickly.
Leaving from Dallas today, Texans on mission are taking a mobile kitchen, a shower and laundry trailer, and generators. Texas is also sending generators to Georgia and sending personnel from Texas Task Force 1 to Georgia and Florida to coordinate with FEMA and task forces from other states. Task Force 1 is also bringing rescue vehicles and canine units to help in search and rescue efforts.
There is a shooting mystery in Arlington this morning as police look for whoever left three wounded people at an apartment complex last night. KRLD's Kurt Lewis reports from the scene.
I'm here at this North Arlington apartment complex, the Tides of North Arlington, where three victims were found just before 8 last night. All were shot. The woman is in critical condition. The two men have what are described as non-life-threatening wounds. Police spent much of the night out here gathering evidence and speaking with potential witnesses, but so far they can't say why the victims were shot nor who did it. In North Arlington, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
5 years ago, she was found guilty of murder, but today a former Dallas cop is up for parole.
Amber Geiger shot and killed Botham John in September 2018. Geiger, a Dallas police officer at the time, told investigators she confused Botham's apartment for her own, so when she entered, she thought Jean was an intruder. Geiger was convicted of murder and sentenced to 10 years in prison. Today, she is eligible for parole. A parole hearing has not yet been set, and Geiger would have to appear in front of a panel who would make the final decision. Jean's family has been vocal about wanting to see Geiger stay in prison and serve her full sentence. Today would have been Jean's 33rd birthday. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Federal records show the man who stole a flight school plane then crashed it into an East Texas field in January was very drunk, high on pot, and suicidal. In a report you are hearing only on KRLD, LP Phillips says that man also flew over hundreds of homes that night.
On January 24th, 23-year-old Logan James took off from the Addison Airport on a supposed practice flight in a school plane when he made an ominous transmission to the tower.
About right now, you'll probably realize that.
Less than an hour after that, James crashed his plane into an East Texas field. He left a suicide note behind. But as he flew over hundreds of homes, James was drunk and high. NTSB records showed that while he should not have had any alcohol in his system, James was three times the legal limit for driving, and he was on pot. Aviation attorney Ken Krause says if authorities had known that, they could have sent planes to intercept.
Yes, it is that type of situation. I mean, depending on where he's going.
The NTSB has ruled the cause of the crash a suicide. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Six children are in the hospital following a DWI crash in Dallas over the weekend. The two-car wreck was Saturday night, and the Redbird area among the six children is a four-year-old who was ejected from a car and is listed in critical condition. A five-year-old is also in serious condition. A man who fled the scene was caught and is now facing intoxication assault charges.
Thousands of dock workers could be on the picket line as they go on strike tomorrow. Negotiations between companies and the International Longshoremen's Association are struggling to move forward, and we could even feel the impact here in North Texas.
Even with no port here in North Texas, a possible strike could hit our industry-rich region. Keep in mind, Houston has the sixth largest port in the country, adding to the Texas economy. A strike could also cause major supply chain issues. The International Longshoremen's Association represents 85,000 workers in critical port cities. It's estimated that a strike could cost around $4.5 billion every day.
That's Larry Collins with the report.
A car theft turned into a police chase early Saturday morning.
The chase began in Irving on Meridian Avenue near the on-ramp to the George Bush, ending with officers pursuing the vehicle down Singleton Boulevard in Grand Prairie into a dead end. When the suspect started ramming the surrounding police cars attempting to escape, officers were forced to open fire. The suspect suffered minor injuries, was taken to a local hospital for treatment, discharge, and incarceration. In the 24-hour news center, Tom Hale, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Two Dallas doctors going to federal prison for ripping off insurance companies.
Doctors Desi Baroga and Dino Baroga were pain management specialists, but federal prosecutors say that instead of providing pain management injections to their patients, they actually faked the procedure in their office and billed insurance companies like Cigna and United Healthcare. They also required patients to come back for more frequent visits for opioid prescriptions. They were indicted on healthcare fraud charges last year and pled guilty earlier this year. They've been ordered to repay more than $9 million and sentenced to spend 6.5 years in federal prison. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A federal judge strikes down the ability for Texas to investigate alleged cases of vote harvesting.
On Saturday, U.S. District Judge Javier Rodriguez halted the new state law that allows vote harvesting investigations because he says the law is too vague and restricts free speech. This means an immediate end to Attorney General Ken Paxton's probe into LULAC over alleged vote harvesting, which would have been a third-degree felony under the new law. Although GOP lawmakers said the provision was intended to secure elections and prevent voter fraud, the judge said there was widespread confusion about how to implement it. Texas Tribune reports several organizations filed suit against the law, including the ACLU, which called the ruling a victory for voting rights. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Eric Lycom, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're ready to head to the State Fair of Texas? I know you're going to do that this week here, Joe.
I am.
Absolutely. So it should be a gorgeous day. Gates open at 10 and the fair closes at 9 tonight. And there's lots of entertainment at the fair today. On the Chevy main stage, it's the UNT 4 o'clock lab band. But they don't play at 4. Don't get confused. They play at 5:30 and 8:30.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
Our Brad Sham 810 report doesn't happen at 8:10.
That's a little inside joke there for you.
Calling us out.
The Bud Light stage, Isaac Sloan and the Sound Brigade will be out there today. Yingling Flight Stage. Oh, my gosh. I'm not a Texan if I say that wrong. Yingling Flight Stage at Sidney Sherrill. And the Big Tex Discovery Farm is open from 10 to 6:30. You can visit the Birthing Barn from 10 to 7.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. Did you guys know in last year, 74 animal births at the livestock birthing barn during the fair? And I didn't know this. Piglets led the way. Piglets were the most prevalent to give birth, with 56 cute little Wilbers being born last year at the State Fair.
We should have one of those little hippos. Right? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
we don't have a lot of hippo livestock, though, do we?
No, we don't. But that is a great idea. I'm going to call Carissa Kandianis right now.
Get hippos next year.
We need a baby hippo.
I caught that. You were referring to the zoo that made the dogs look like little pandas.
Yeah.
So we could make pigs look like hippos, and we could go viral.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness. The Stars start their regular season next week, and it's looking like there's a lot to be excited about.
Five up, five down for the Stars, ending the preseason undefeated after toppling the Minnesota Wild 4-2. In the first, rookie Artu Hyrie put Dallas on the board first with a power play goal in the 6th minute. In the second, Logan Stankoven found the back of the Minnesota net in the 12th. And in the third, Stankoven put Dallas up 3-0 with a 6-minute unassisted goal. And to round it out, offseason addition Colin Blackwell put the Wild to bed with an 18th-minute empty netter to seal the deal. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 7:21. They were dancing in the locker room after an historic win for the SMU Mustangs at Ford Stadium on Saturday. Kevin Jennings from South Oak Cliff threw for a career-high 3 scores. Kobe Wilson returned an interception 82 yards for a score as SMU beat down on the defending ACC champs, Florida State, 42-16. Jennings connected with R.J. Maryland of South Lake twice. The Mustangs defense picked off Florida State three times in front of a sellout crowd.
It was cool to see George W. Bush flip the coin, the ceremonial coin toss there at the beginning of the game, along with Mrs. Bush. It was cool to see them on the field.
It really was. Always is. Oh, for the first time since 2018, can't leave this out. The North Texas Mean Green have started 4-1.
Handoff goes to McGill. Big hole. 40, 50, a foot race. 40, 30, 20. They're not going to get him. McGill finds the end zone. 75 yards.
The Mighty Mouse is at it again.
Dave Barnett and Hank Dickinson on the call on Mean Green Radio. North Texas runs over Tulsa, 52-20 in Denton. Quarterback Chandler Morris from Highland Park threw for 439 and touchdowns to five different receivers.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.